News Nuggets.
The News 95.7.
24-hour newsroom is ready and active. When news breaks, we break in at any moment.
Hi, this is Rush Limbaugh. This is my home. My home. In the Miami Valley, WHIO.
And remember, we're not doing news. We are talking about the news.
Now, and Ask the Expert Weekend. On News 95.7 and AM 1290. WHIO.
And a happy spring morning to each and every one of you as we begin hour number three of this legendary broadcast called Garden Talk on News 95.7 WHIO. This show, ladies and gentlemen, for nearly 25 years has been here to help you with your lawn, yard, and garden challenges. We'd be happy to give us a call at 457-1290 because we're here to assist you with whatever your great gardening challenge may be. A little bit about myself. My name is Mark Weber, and I have hosted this show for 25 years this upcoming August. And I have a couple degrees in horticulture from The Ohio State University. And additionally, I am the president and co-founder of a company called Mark Weber's Landscaping Nursery and Farm. And you can learn about our company at www.weberlandscaping.com. It's with two B's, of course. And I'm also a master nursery landscape technician through the Ohio Nursery Landscape Association. And I'm also a board certified master arborist. There are less than 2% of all the certified arborists in the world carry that designation, and I'm quite proud of reaching that designation in my career, and I'm here to help you. Unfortunately, a lot of times I can't help you unless you call me. And I'm always happy to help you at 457-1290 as a line becomes available. And without further ado, let's jump to the telephone lines at 457-1290. That's 457-1290, and it will put you right into the Master Control Studios. Eric is our producer extraordinaire. He will do his utmost to get any call that comes through these airways onto the telephone lines. And, of course, give us a call, 457-1290. And without further ado, let's head to, that's a good question coming up. Let's go talk to Jim in Medway. Jim in Medway, good morning.
Good morning.
How can we help?
Mark, I wanted to plant a couple more trees along my fence row, either white pine or Norwegian spruce. Would this be a good time of year to do that?
Well, first of all, transplanting a plant can happen about any time you want to do it. My first question begins and ends with is, tell me about the site conditions. What are you growing there now?
Well, there were some Scotch pines there, but they have died over the years.
Okay. So you've had a history of being successful with growing evergreens. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes.
Okay. And that's really good news, because a lot of times if we know what we've grown here before, then we a lot of times can be much more, you know, successful growing similar types of plants.
Uh-huh.
I would, you know, first begin with one thought process, and this is one that a lot of times when we're in the excitement stage of planting something, we kind of forget about this. But remember, when we plant a plant, it's really important to make sure that the plants that we're planting have a long-term perspective of being successful, okay? And the way that we ensure that is that we do through proper planning. And one thought that I had for you beyond species selection is, I would generally say, is I would plant no more than 10% of any one genus of trees or plants in your landscape.
No more than 10%?
Of one genus. And the reason that we say that is because of issues like emerald ash borer. Think about this. Think about 20 years ago, how many people planted ash trees?
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking about people that planted ash trees down, you know, huge boulevards where they planted hundreds and thousands of trees, and they planted monstrous populations of it. And it only took one bug that was unsuspected. And look what's happened. 3.8 billion trees later in one state are gone. So I would begin with the thought process is that whenever we plant anything, there needs to be a purpose for what we're going to plant. But there also needs to be the thought process about what is the long-term perspective for this planting. And that's why things like, you know, doing a soil test, making a determination about what will that plant live long-term. And also within the planting process, develop strategies that means that we don't plant any more than that 10% rule. And that it can be kind of challenging sometimes depending on site circumstances. And if you follow those types of, you know, sound what we call arboriculture and horticultural scientific advice, we end up with plantings that have long-term functionality and don't cost us more money to maintain than they're worth keeping, and additionally end up providing a return on our investment of planting plants. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does. I never actually considered that.
And the other catch-22 that I want you to be extremely careful about, and it's something that a lot of homeowners, particularly that are doing it themselves, aren't aware of, is it's real important that the plants that you purchase and the plants that you install meet the apical standards of what plants should be grown for.
Mm-hmm.
In the nursery industry in the United States, we have a standard of growing and selling plants called ANSI Z60. And Z60 pretty much specifies that any tree or plant that we buy, particularly with woody ornamentals, has the appropriate root ball size, the appropriate top has been trained in a specific way. And then it also specifies that the tree that we're going to plant, in your particular case, your Norway spruce possibly, has its root flare placed at the top of the root ball. And I will tell you, from someone who has practiced, been involved in this industry for 40 plus years, having the root flare at the top of the root ball is the number one violation of applicable standards for nursery stock in the United States. And one of the reasons, one of the contributing reasons, that the average tree planted today in the United States only lives about 7 years, related to the way that it was raised by the nursery industry. So when you buy your tree, and this goes for all our listeners out there across the 100,000 that listen every hour on Garden Talk and across the United States, when you buy a tree, make sure that the tree has know what a root flare looks like. Don't buy anything that doesn't have a root flare at the soil line, particularly with trees. If you want to learn more about this topic, you can go to my blog at gardentalkblog.com. You can go to a website called treesaregood.org. In fact, you can download a tree owner's manual at weberlandscaping.com. And those will give you the tools that you need to know what a root flare is, how to find a root flare on a tree, and only buy trees that have root flares. Because unfortunately, if you plant that tree too deep, that tree will perish and it will never meet its intended purpose. And then when the tree gets in trouble, what happens usually is 3 to 4 years after the fact, the tree's in trouble, a guy like me gets a phone call and I go out to your property, inspect the tree, and the first thing that comes out of my mouth is, well, the tree was planted too deep. And usually the next thing that comes out of your mouth is, well, that's the way it came from the nursery. Well, the bottom line is you, the consumer, should not buy inferior plants. And inferior plants are ones that don't have root flares at the top of the root ball. Okay?
Okay, so...
Does that help you? I'll help you or frustrate you?
Well, if a tree is in a pot,
mm-hmm.
Is its root flare at the...
Should be at the very top of the root, top of the pot, at the very top of the soil line. And don't get it confused with what they call a grafted union. There's a lot of trees that are grown that are grafted trees, that are grafted on top of a rootstock. With evergreens, for the most part, they should be grown with their root flare at the top of the soil line. If they don't buy them. Don't plant them.
So you're saying they should be grown with the root flare at the top?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And this is well documented. I mean, I've been dealing with this myself on my practice well over since 1997 and beyond.
Right. Well, the last trees I bought and planted along that fence row were in a pot from a local nursery.
Mm-hmm.
And it looked to me like just below the soil was where the roots started.
Mm-hmm.
And I planted them at the level that were in the pot.
But what I'm saying is what you will find is you'll find an area of swelling, and you'll see the trunk actually expand in its diameter as it reaches the ground level. It's a distinctive area of zone taper increase as it goes into the soil line.
Oh, okay.
If that main trunk of that tree has the same diameter, 6 to 8 inches above where it goes into the dirt as it goes into the soil,
mm-hmm.
you got a problem.
Right.
You got a real problem.
Right. Well, these didn't have that.
And that's a good, and with evergreens, you'll typically see about a space of about 4 to 6 inches from where the soil line is, where the first branches break with evergreens.
Okay.
And that's kind of another important clue. But the point being is, for all our listeners out there, if you buy plants, make sure that the root flares are at the soil line.
Okay.
Because otherwise what happens is these trees get put into the ground, and because of the lack of oxygen in the soil, the trees will then develop what they call adventitious roots, which will wrap around the trunk of the tree,
right,
and will strangulate the tree. And then thus the reason why one of the reasons why the average tree planted in North America doesn't live much beyond the age 7. In fact, almost 10% of the trees planted today will only make it the age of 25.
Yeah.
And the problem is trees do not start to provide beneficial services to we, their planters, until trees hit the age of about the age of 20.
Right.
So the point is we are robbing the next generation of the potential of having big plants in their landscape. And the reality is also in urban cores like Dayton and Cincinnati and Columbus and Indianapolis and other larger cities, trees are a very important part of cleaning the air of pollutants. And we also know from the social side of it is trees provide enormous service qualities at raising property values, lowering crime rates, and trees bring a lot of happiness to humans who live by them. But we're never going to have big trees unless we plant them right and plant them well. Okay? Does that help you?
That was great.
Good. I'm glad you listened. Please tell your friends and neighbors, okay?
You have a good day, Mark.
Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye.
When we come back, we'll hit the phone lines hot and heavy. We'll go back to Springboro, and then we will go to Kettering and Fairborn, and then we'll be on with you at an open line at 457-1290, planting the seeds to the next generation of great landscapes and trees. This is Garden Talk on News 95.7 WHIO.
Dayton and Springfield station for news, weather, and traffic. And our Ask the Expert weekends. News 95.7 and AM 1290 WHIO.
If you could improve your heart health just by drinking a glass of earthy vegetable juice daily, would you do it? Probably not. But what if I told you this performance-enhancing veggie was transformed into a great-tasting circulation superfood drink? Interested in trying it now? For free? I thought so. It's called Superbeets, and it can help you boost your body's nitric oxide levels in as little as 20 minutes to increase your energy and stamina while supporting overall cardiovascular health. Superbeets is recommended by top athletes and doctors because it works. Both men and women drink it in the morning for all-day energy, at the gym for an extra long workout, or in the afternoon as a natural pick-me-up without jittery side effects. Learn how to get your first supply of Superbeets free for just the cost of shipping and processing. Plus, get a free book on ways to improve your health with nitric oxide. Call now 1-800-573-2990. 800-573-2990. 800-573-2990. Or go to drinksuperbeets.com.
At Elizabeth Diamond Company, we've really simplified the process for custom designed jewelry, from sketch to CAD to wax models, and finally the finished piece. Our staff makes sure you walk away with your perfect piece of jewelry.
Don't settle for buying something off the shelf that you might regret. If you know what you want, work with the team Elizabeth Diamond, have them make it for you. My name is David Knopf, and I'm an Elizabeth Diamond Company customer for life.
The Elizabeth Diamond Company in Centerville and Troy. Always remember, if you haven't shopped EDC, you're not done shopping yet.
Sachs Lagers is our name. Family owned since 1959, our mission has always been to bring you quality plants at affordable prices. Stockslingers, the perfect meeting place for your gardening group. Experts are available in our well-equipped potting shed for hands-on demonstrations. To schedule, call 687-2722, stockslingers.com. 1 mile west of New Lebanon on U.S. 35.
Stockslingers Greenhouse and Garden Center.
For over 30 years, Artemis Center has been guiding victims of domestic violence towards hope and healing. I'm News Center 7's Letitia Perry, inviting you to join me for Artemis Center's 25th annual gala, March 21st at the Sinclair Ponet Center. This year's Mardi Gras themed event includes dinner, dancing, live entertainment, and auctions. Money raised from the gala supports domestic violence programming for children and adults in the Dayton area. For more information, artemiscenter.org.
Fly home to a warm car at Park & Go Airport Parking for just $9.95 a day, plus tax. We make parking fast, safe, and easy, and we're here 24 hours a day to take great care of you and your vehicle. Check out DaytonParking.com. Park & Go.
A couple needed an odd-sized mattress for their camper and came into one of our stores to place an order for a custom bed. A few weeks after receiving their product, they returned and told our sales associate that they slept better in their camper than they did on their bed at home. As a result, they wanted to buy a new queen-size mattress for their everyday use as well. This is Robin Trzynski of the Original Mattress Factory. Since we make all of our products in-house at our own local factories, we can easily manufacture custom-size, quality mattresses and box springs to meet your needs. This includes truly odd sizes, as well as the more standard extra-long, three-quarter, three-quarter short, and super single sizes. We can also manufacture mattresses with corner cuts or beveled edges for boats, campers, trucks, or antique beds. And just like our standard size mattresses, our quality and value are second to none. Give us a try and start sleeping better at home or wherever you choose to roam. Check us out at originalmattress.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is 8:24, 24 minutes after 8 o'clock. I'd love to hear from you on this fine Saturday morning in Southwest Ohio. Let's check out the updated sunny forecast from News Center 7.
Clouds will break through morning with temperatures in the low 40s. We will see some sun and clouds this afternoon. Breezy and mild for the first full day of spring. Highs climb near 60 degrees. Staying clear this evening and overnight. Chilly as temperatures fall back into the low 30s. I'm meteorologist Carrie Ann Merritt on Dayton's official station for severe weather news 95.7 WHIO.
A current scan of the new Live Doppler HG7 radar is clear. We've got a gorgeous sunrise on tap. It is 38 in Dayton, 40 in Troy, 41 in Springfield. Hopefully warmer at your house on the station that you depend on for weather, traffic, and garden talk. News 95.7 WHIO.
The views and opinions expressed during this program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of Cox Media Group Ohio. Now back to garden talk on News 95.7 WHIO.
Don't forget, during the week you can reach me at area code 937-835 3381 and check out my company website at www.weberlandscaping.com. It's Weber with two B's. And let's head to the telephone lines and let's go talk to Teresa. Teresa, good morning and welcome to Garden Talk.
Good morning, you joyful man.
Thank you.
I have two questions. In my yard, I have, it's not traditional ivy, it's kind of rounded ivy, and it grows around the walkways,
okay,
around the patios. I don't want to spray and kill everything, but if I could control that.
Tell me about the plant itself. If you would grab a hold of a stem of it, what would the stem feel like in your fingers? Would it be kind of square-sided stem?
No, I think it's like a round, it's rounded, and then on the top it's got a rounded, just more of a rounded, and then when you grab a hold of it, drip it out, it just is kind of like in a mesh.
Okay. Teresa, I think for me to better help you, I really need to know what this plant is. Can I make a couple suggestions? We can do this a couple different ways. If you can take some pictures of this plant and email them to me, or put them on the blog at gardentalkblog.com, you can even shoot a video if you want. I'll be able to better help you better understand what you're up against here, okay? Because one of the biggest challenges we have whenever we're trying to deal with a weed problem is we got to know what the weed is. All right? So...
Okay, let me ask you, I have one more question. And
yes.
You might know about this. I was reading an article about the death of the monarch butterflies.
Yeah.
And how their natural habitat of the milkweed is dissipating, and they're starting a national... promotion to send out people milkweed seeds so they can put them where along fence lines or where it really doesn't matter, so that the monarchs can have their habitat back and we can get our monarchs. They said millions of them are dying because there's no milkweed plants.
Right.
So I didn't know if you knew anything about that.
Well, actually, if you go to gardentalkblog.com, you can read all about monarch butterflies and some of the work that's being done on this. And actually, it gives you a number of web links that you can follow about this issue. And it is an important one. You know, monarchs are pretty fascinating animals when you consider where they travel to each and every year and where they travel back to. And additionally, they're very important species of animal to our environment. And if you go to gardentalkblog.com and in the search engine button and just type in monarch butterfly, you'll find a few hundred different posts that have been put on that website that'll give you the information about the milkweed and the importance of preserving it, and additionally the importance of folks planting monarch-friendly plants in their landscape as well, and the importance of doing proper applications of pesticides so that we can reduce the frequency of killing off monarchs, because they are a very important group of animals. And ma'am, thank you so much for calling. Send me pictures of this ivy, okay?
Okay, I would. Thank you, and thanks for being so joyful.
No, that's one way. If I can bring you one smile once every 3 hours on Saturday mornings, I've made your day. Just get out and get your hands dirty and be happy, okay?
All right. Thank you, Mark.
Bye-bye. Yes, folks, get out and get dirty. Let's head to, I'll tell you what, Eric, it's time to break. When we come back, we're going to talk to Joanne. We're going to talk to Bonnie. We're going to talk to you at 457-1290. John Scott from Knollwood is up next, and would love to help you with your yard, garden, and landscaping challenges at 457-1290 on News 95.7 WHIO.
News 95.7 and AM 1290 WHIO. Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic. On air. Online at WHIO.com and on every device with the WHIO app. Your news starts now.
Good Saturday morning. It's 8:30. I'm Lisa Gordon. Our top local story, UD Flyers flying high.
A mild start to the weekend, what you can expect for the first full day of spring. I'm meteorologist Carrie Ann Merritt. Your exclusive WHIO forecast is coming up.
From the WHIO 24-hour team traffic center, very quiet day on the roads as we have no accidents to report, no major slowdowns other than the usual slow go through downtown Dayton. Our top local story, Flyers give their fans another win as they ousted Providence last night with a final score of 66-53 in the second round of the NCAA tournament at Nationwide Arena in Columbus last night. Of course, Flyer fans took to the streets to celebrate.
After UD defeated Providence, hundreds of students flooded the 400 block of Kiefaber Street in very similar celebrations to what was seen during last year's Elite Eight run. Cops would dress in riot gear to break up the crowd. They would later arrest eight for disorderly conduct and failure to disperse.
WHIO Michael Purvis right there. Dayton improves to 27-8 overall and will see Oklahoma on the court tomorrow night at 6:10. The winner goes to the Sweet 16. And, of course, you can catch all of Sunday's game right here on News 95.7 and AM 1290 WHIO.
News every half hour. This is News 95.7 WHIO. Continuing news. Depend on it.
All right, we're just learning that over 3,000 customers are without power in Montgomery County. DP&L are working on that right now, and we'll keep you updated as we get more information. New this hour, 7 children died in a house fire in Brooklyn. Fox News Radio's Gary Baumgarten has more.
Firefighters battling the blaze, some 100 called to the scene, the fire claiming the lives of 7 children ranging in age from 5 to 15 years, all believed to be related. As firefighters battled the blaze, paramedics worked in a futile attempt to save the lives of the children. A neighbor saying he heard the children's mother screaming for help. A New York City Fire Department spokesman says the fire marshal is investigating to try to determine the cause. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News. Radio.
Authorities say 2 other people are in critical condition. And here's an exclusive WHO Storm Center 7 forecast from meteorologist Carrie Ann Merritt.
Clouds break this morning with temperatures starting near 40 degrees. Lots of sun and clouds today, highs around 60. Lots of sunshine, but cooler Sunday, highs in the upper 40s. Clouds increase Monday and Tuesday. Can't rule out a shower both days, and highs in the mid-40s to near 50 degrees. Scattered showers Wednesday, highs back in the 60s. I'm meteorologist Carrie Ann Merritt on Dayton's official station for severe weather, News 95.7 WHIO.
WHIO news time is 8:33. Right now, we continue to monitor news, weather, and traffic in Dayton's only 24-hour newsroom. This is News 95.7 WHIO.
News 95.7 WHIO, the home of Fox News. We report, you decide.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies, and rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, for a man age 45, non-tobacco user, it's $1 million of coverage and $75 per month level rate for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50, non-tobacco user, can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110 per month, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rate guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote at 1-800-862-8376. That's 1-800-862-8376. You're probably paying more than you should. Call Termbusters at 1-800-862-8376 or visit our website at termbusters.net. Remember, 1-800-862-8376. Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting. Exam required to qualify.
Now is the perfect time to shop Menards to get your yard ready for spring. Save big on greenhouses, outdoor lights, planters, and more, all at the lowest prices, saving you big money on all your outdoor needs. Menards.
Save big money at Menards. Gotta get a
job. Wally, wake up.
What?
What's that sound?
What sound?
It's like techno. Gotta.
Oh, get a job.
Yeah.
How can you hear that? It's my fear going on in my head.
Honey, grab your laptop. Log on to DaytonHelpWanted.com.
Who?
They have hundreds of local jobs.
Is it getting louder?
It's free and you can upload your resume in minutes.
I can't believe you can hear the inside of my brain.
I can't believe your fear is techno. Weird. I thought it would be more like metal.
I like metal fear techno.
Stop the fear. DaytonHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
Hi, I'm Christian Ha from Joseph Airport Toyota.
And I'm Jeremy Barnhill with Joseph Airport Hyundai.
If we could offer you a certified lifetime powertrain warranty at no cost to you, why would you shop anywhere else?
At Joseph Airport Toyota and Joseph Airport Hyundai, you can enjoy peace of mind with a powertrain warranty that lasts the life of your car.
Shop our large selection of pre-owned vehicles at airtoy.com.
Or at airhyundai.com, so we can show you how the certified lifetime powertrain warranty will work for you.
The latest skin of the live Doppler 7 HD radar is clear. It's 41 degrees in Springfield, 38 degrees in Dayton at 8:35. If news breaks, we break in immediately. I'm Lisa Gordon on Dayton's News, Weather, and Traffic Station.
Let's spend some time to take a walk through the Garden Gate with John Scott from Knollwood Garden Center and Landscape on News 95.7 and AM 1290 WHIO.
Happy spring, Mr. John Scott.
Yes, and a very good spring to you too, Mark. Sort of a pun on words there. hey, this is a time of year where you really can get active in certain plants. And right now the fruit trees, Mark, and the different berry plants are coming in and really are at the peak of the selection. And, Mark, you know, these are plants that so many people are starting to really get into, particularly the different berries. I know you've probably seen and heard probably from your phone calls how many people are really talking about growing their own berry crops again.
Right. And this is a great way to supplement your kitchen table, but also the flavor profiles of these homegrown beauties are amazing.
Yeah, and the thing is, Mark, especially the blueberry market, they're really going after all these different blueberries. And for those of you who haven't heard of what they call the Brazzleberry Collection, there are so many different blueberries now that are being grown for containers. And I think that's one of the exciting portions of it.
Right.
We've got a couple varieties, Elliot, and we've got Blue Jay, which are meant to really go in the ground. There can be a 5 to 6 foot type blueberry. But the Brazzleberry Collection is something that I've sort of gotten a real interest in because you can grow these guys in containers. The foliage is sort of representative of a boxwood type foliage, and it gets some really different and neat foliage looks. So it has some container decorative qualities, but yet throughout the year you get the fragrance, and in the summer you get the blueberries out of it. And it's one of those things that, yeah, you're growing this in a container, and during those winter months you can put that in your attached garage to winter it over and then go ahead and bring it back out next year. So right now if you ever come into shop berries this time of year, realize they're all dormant. They're all just, you know, looks like a bunch of sticks out there, but you sort of look beyond that knowing that once those things start to flush out, it can give you a lot of enjoyment and a lot of flavor throughout the entire year.
Outstanding. John Scott at Knollwood, what are your hours of operation today?
We are open 9 to 6 today and 11 to 5 tomorrow. And, boy, stock and full, and the weather is good. Just get out there, enjoy it. The ground's actually starting to warm up.
It's time to plant and time to get our hands dirty and feel happy again. John Scott, have an outstanding day, and we will talk to you next week.
Thank you so much.
Take care. Bye-bye.
You've been Through the Garden Gate with John Scott from Knollwood Garden Center and Landscape. The Garden Talk phone lines are open. Call the garden guru Mark Weber at 457-1290 on News 95.7 and AM 1290 WHIO.
457-1290 is the number to dial in. You are listening to Garden Talk, and for nearly 25 years, we have been planting the seeds to a greener Miami Valley for this generation and for the future generations to come. I would love to talk to you for the next 20 minutes or so at 457-1290. Let's head to the telephone lines and help some folks along the way, and let's go help Joanne. Joanne, good morning. And
Morning, Mark.
Happy spring.
Happy spring to you. Well, I just had a comment. In the fall of 2013, I bought some swamp milkweed at Knollwood, planted it.
Good.
Came up last year, it flowered. I had three monarch larvae.
Cool.
And watched them form a chrysalis and waited somewhat impatiently for them to emerge.
Yeah.
And I had three monarch butterflies. They hung around 2-3 days, and they flew off, probably heading to Mexico. But it was very exciting. I haven't seen larvae around here in quite a few years.
Have you ever seen that? I think it's just the BBC actually did a story. I think it's about an hour-long program on the monarchs in this place in Mexico where they hang on the trees.
Yeah, I did.
And where was I? I was traveling or something, and it was, I flipped this on, and it was so well done. I mean, it was absolutely mind-boggling to watch these insects lay on these tree branches and consider. Oh, shoot, we lost Joanne. But in the end of it all, folks, if you have some time, do a little internet research on monarch butterflies. They travel thousands of miles, and the very things that we plant in our yards have tremendous influence on their ability to survive and for them to continue this century-old process of migration. And you can make a big difference by incorporating special varieties of milkweed into your yard that will enhance their lives and improve yours as well. 457-1290, and let's go to the telephone lines again, and let's talk to Cheryl. Cheryl, good morning.
Good morning, Mark. Happy spring.
Hey, the same to you. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. I have a question in regards to planting grass seeds out to thicken up my lawn. I wanted to know when is a good time for me to throw seeds.
So you want to fill in some bare spots? Is that what you're really trying to, what's the purpose of your thoughts on this?
Well, actually, I don't have any bare spots. I'm in a home. This is the second year from when they put sod down.
Okay.
And the property we moved from, every year we would proceed, and it got so nice and thick, and it felt like carpet under your feet. And I live in Clayton, Ohio, and it's kind of, the soil here is a lot different.
Yeah.
Than what I'm used to, and I just kind of wanted to thicken up the grass.
Well, can I make a couple suggestions? It sounds to me, since you don't have bare spots, okay, I would say it sounds like you've got a density issue, not an issue related to the turf grass is not growing aggressively enough, okay? So what I would suggest is, and again, if you've got bare spots, put some grass seed down, rake it into the soil, and you can fill in those bare spots. But if you want the grass to be thicker, there's three big things that grass needs. Grass needs sunshine to grow. Okay, so if you're limiting sunshine, the grass plants aren't going to grow very quickly. So that's the first thing. The second thing is oxygen. And meaning this, Cheryl, plants need about 21% oxygen content in the soil to grow a root system, particularly most grass plants, okay? And if your house was built recently, which it may have or may not have, which when was your house built?
In 2013.
Okay. When they built your house in 2013, they compacted the soil on your property at what they call 10% proctor. And what that means is the oxygen content in the upper 6 or 8 inches of the soil was removed only less than 10%. So one of the mitigating factors with trying to grow grass is you need more oxygen in the soil for the grass roots to grow. So what I would suggest, if you haven't done it yet this spring, and I would strongly urge you to do this before you even put down crabgrass control, is to core aerate your lawn. And by core aerating your lawn, you're going to infuse oxygen spaces into the turf, which will allow the grass plant to grow a lot of roots in the right direction. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, sir, it does.
Okay, the third thing that we've got to do is fertilize. Remember what grass plants are. Grass plants are, we're going to go back to high school biology here, they're monocots. Remember, we have two different groups of plants in this on the face of the earth. We have monocots and dicots, okay?
Okay.
And dicots pretty much make a lot of energy and store a lot of energy and keep it for longer periods of time, while monocots, like grass, pretty much what they get today, they use up in the next 6 months. So what I find a lot of times with compacted heavy clay soils like you have in Clayton, Ohio, and other parts of Southwest Ohio, the soils are low in oxygen, but they're also very low in elemental phosphorus and potassium. But the only way, Cheryl, that we would know how much to feed your lawn is to do a soil test, okay? And a soil test will tell us how much nutrition that lawn requires on an ongoing basis. And by meeting what the lawn's soil requirements are, we can actually grow bigger, better, thicker grass. Does this all make sense to you?
It makes perfect sense.
Yeah, so Cheryl, get a soil test. And you probably want to work with a professional that understands how to collect the soil sample and also how to run the sample to the lab, and they'd be able to read the results and then provide you the information on how to fertilize your lawn.
Okay.
And don't guess, soil test, as they always say. And then
okay. And
then get your lawn core aerated. And when you core aerate your lawn, you want to average about 8 to 12 holes in your lawn per square foot of space. Okay?
Yeah.
And those and this weather that we've been in, it's perfect for core aeration.
Okay.
Okay, Cheryl?
Yeah, wonderful. I appreciate you, Mark.
No, I appreciate you calling, and I hope that we can grow a thicker, lusher lawn for you, okay?
Sounds wonderful. Thank you again.
Have a fine day, okay?
You too.
Bye.
Bye now.
457-1290 is the number of the dial. If you'd like to be part of this morning's broadcast, we would love to talk to you. Let's go talk to Dwayne in Greenville. Dwayne, good morning.
Good morning, and I'm glad you talked about the monarch butterfly. There was a documentary on PBS channel this week, and it talked about the life cycle of the monarch, and it was fascinating.
It's I wonder if it's the same one that I saw. What I saw was on BBC America is what I saw.
It was a 2-hour, and it talked about the takes four deaths of a monarch to go up to Canada and back, and it's like, holy moly.
Yeah, it's very humbling to watch it. I could tell you that the day that I watched it, I was just like, I was so taken back by it. It was so well done. I'll try to find out the more information on it and put it on the blog. So if anybody wants to watch it, I'm sure it's been on before. But
right.
But go ahead, sir.
The reason I called is I plant trees. I mean, my yard is 10 acres, and I probably planted 500, and they're all conifers. Mm-hmm. From the last 20 years, so some of them are 20 or 30 feet tall. And I love my trees.
Okay.
But over the last 2 years, I've noticed pieces dying off and whole trees dying. So I get a guy from the state to come out, and he says, you have an infestation of the Zimmer pine moth.
Okay.
And so I'm investigating the Zimmer pine moth, and I've read and read and read, and his recommendation, you know, besides getting rid of the trees that are died, was to spray and it's some kind of insecticide that takes care of the boring worms or the moths.
Mm-hmm.
And it says the timing of it is crucial, that you got to do it when the magnolias start to bud and all this and this and this. And is he leading me on the right? I mean, is that?
Yeah, well, Zimmerman pine moth, it's an insect that basically, for all our listeners that are listening, it's an insect that lays eggs on typically on the terminal tips of the tree of the evergreen. It lays and it basically notches the terminal bud in about a 1/32nd of an inch, drops these 40 some eggs into this period, and they hatch out in about 8 to 10 days. And then from there, it burrows underneath the bark and begins to do damage. And then it will overwinter in the tree, and then sometime in mid-April, it will go back into the feeding frenzy. It's almost a 2-year life cycle that it goes on. Control-wise, beyond cutting out the dead areas, that's one. But chemical controls are done two different time periods. One is during late summer, when you can apply an insecticide called Onyx Pro, which is basically bimephrine to those tips that will control the eggs. And then also, I would highly recommend for the overwintering larvae that are inside the trees currently is applying a systemic insecticide called Safari or Diotefron. And diotefron is what they call a neonicotinoid insecticide. And when applied, it will systemically go inside there and take those little dudes out.
Okay. So what you said, the what was the name of the insecticide again?
The stuff that you're applying this time of year is called, the trade name is called Safari.
Okay, Safari.
And its chemical name is dinotefron.
Okay.
It's dinotefuran. Now, both of the diotefuran or / Safari is very expensive, to let you know ahead of time. This is not cheap stuff. Okay.
Yeah. Well, you know, when you got 1,000 pine trees, cost is not an issue.
Because the value
of them on your property is unlimited.
And basically, you're applying it at the base of the tree.
Oh, the base of the tree, okay.
Yeah, and I would, you know, encourage you to read the label and understand the label restrictions.
Right.
And you're pouring it basically, depending on the size of the tree, is the volume of the mixed solution you're going to pour down at the base of the tree. And the tree will, you know, uptake it and then provide the control.
Oh, okay.
And Safari,
I do have the bifectrin. I bought that last fall. but the time of the year to spray, I guess, is mid-April, so I haven't
gotten No. Not by factor. Bifenthrin is going to be applied in late summer.
Oh, late summer.
Yeah. Late summer. I tell you what I would do is, and I'm running out of time, but if you write up, if you Google Zimmerman Pine Moth / who wrote this? I believe it was Dr. Dave Shetler from Ohio State University. Yeah, Shetler wrote a post on this. It's under Christmas Tree Facts.
Okay.
And Shetler explains exactly how these little dudes work.
Okay.
And we see them in the landscape all the time. But unfortunately, by the time they cause damage, the controls are well passed. So when homeowners have to realize that when an arborist tells you that you need to go on a 2-year thing, it's just how long it takes to control these little dudes. So
And as far as the other insects that these are going to kill, you know, the good beneficial insects that don't cause any
problems. That's the beauty of using diteferin is that systemically it goes up inside the tree and doesn't affect any of the beneficials.
Oh, okay.
So that's kind of the good part of using Safari. Sir, I've got to run before Eric throws things
at me. It's been a pleasure. Great spring, and thanks for talking about the monarch.
Thank you. You have a good day, sir.
You too.
Bye-bye. When we come back, we're going to talk to Mark in Centerville. We're going to talk to you at 457-1290. Also, check out my company website at www.weberlandscaping.com on News 95.7 WHIO.
It's an Ask the Expert weekend on Dayton Station for up-to-the-minute severe weather reports. News 95.7 WHIO.
Find new roads to savings at Dave Kale Chevrolet and Chevy Trucks. The intersection of Routes 4 and 29 in Mechanicsburg is the place you'll find dependable transportation. Great deals, no doubt, every day. For a young family member driving to and from school, for a person who spends a lot of time working on the road, or a parent who doubles as a shuttle service, Rick Smith is there to help.
You'll always find a great deal at Dave Kale Chevrolet and Chevy Trucks. Come see us to discover our big city selection of trucks, cars, vans, and SUVs. And if you need a special truck, come see me.
Dave says you'll get a warm reception at his dealership.
We urge you to take the easy country drive where you'll find no hassles, minimum time at the dealership, plus our great selection of GM-certified used vehicles.
Find new roads to Dave Kale Chevrolet and Chevy Trucks, Routes 4 and 29 in Mechanicsburg. Visit their website at DaveKehlChevrolet.com. Call 1-800-886-1000 to get started. For over 30 years, the place to save is Dave Kale Chevrolet.
Spring has arrived, but so have the weeds, insects, and diseases in your lawn. Trust the professionals at Buckeye EcoCare for all of your lawn and landscape needs this spring. Buckeye EcoCare has the best trained and most experienced lawn care professionals in the Miami Valley. We've been improving the look and health of area lawns for over 30 years. At Buckeye EcoCare, we treat your lawn just like we treat our own. Trust your lawn to Buckeye EcoCare, your hometown lawn care leader.
Our diamond buying team travels to Belgium 3 to 4 times a year. They must have $1 billion worth of diamonds go through their hands just to hand select the finest diamonds for our clientele here in Dayton. Please visit us at the Elizabeth Diamond Company and let us show you 3 or 4 beautiful diamonds side by side so we can help you make an educated decision on which is the best for you. We're very much in tune to finding a stone that presents itself well and that she will love forever.
The Elizabeth Diamond Company in Centerville and Troy. Remember, if you haven't shopped EDC, you're not done shopping yet.
Hey, WHIO listeners, Larry Hanskin here. Make sure you are listening to us every weekday on Miami Valley's Morning News here on News 95.7 and AM 1290 WHIO. We bring you the 3 big things you need to know every 15 minutes during the show to help you start your day.
And we help you get to where you need to be with traffic every 6 minutes. Sergeant Mark Bowron here, and we will tell you what you need to know about current road conditions, drive times, accidents, and more.
And as you start your day, our knowledgeable team of meteorologists will update weather every 6 minutes. And count on the 5-day forecast 4 times an hour on Miami Valley's Morning News. Of course, our weather coverage doesn't stop after the morning show. Stay tuned all day for weather updates. We give you the 5-day forecast all day long. I'm News Director Brittany Otto reminding you that you can listen to us on air, online, and in the WHIO app. You are listening to Dayton's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station.
This is Larry Hanskin.
This is Sergeant Mark Bowron.
And I'm Brittany Otto. This is News 95.7 and AM 1290 WHIO.
Ladies and gents, it is 8:56, about 4 minutes before the grand hour of 9 o'clock. Let's check out the updated weather forecast from News Center 7.
Clouds will break through morning with temperatures in the low 40s. We will see some sun and clouds this afternoon. Breezy and mild for the first full day of spring. Highs climb near 60 degrees. Staying clear this evening and overnight. Chilly as temperatures fall back into the low 30s. I'm meteorologist Carrie Ann Merritt on Dayton's official station for Severe Weather News 95.7 WHIO.
A current scan of the new live Doppler HG7 radar is clear. We've got a gorgeous day on tap. Beautiful sunrise, 38 in Dayton, 40 in Troy, 41 in Springfield. On the station that you depend on for weather, traffic, and news, News 95.7 WHIO.
It's our Ask the Expert weekends on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. News 95.7 and AM 1290. WHIO.
I've been helping folks like you for nearly 25 years on the radio, and thanks for listening to Garden Talk. Let's head to the telephone lines and help some more folks along the way. Let's go help Mark in Centerville. Good morning, Mark. Happy spring.
Well, thank you. My question is, I want to do a soil test in my vegetable garden.
Mm-hmm.
And last fall, I mulched up some leaves and grass and rototilled in the garden. Would that skew the results?
Definitely. Definitely. What that?
What
what's
I do?
Well?
Wait.
Well, what it's gonna? How it's gonna skew the results is it's gonna show. You need to incorporate with that test an organic matter test. Reason being is organic matter is one of those things that you really need healthy levels in the soil, but when you get high volumes of undecomposed organic matter like you would have in that test, it would be reflected with the nitrogen recommendation. See, this is the part that makes
sense. For some reason, I'm having a hard time hearing you.
What I'm trying to say to you is undecomposed organic matter, like grass clippings and leaves, okay?
Okay.
Will rob the soil of available nitrogen. So,
okay.
In this circumstance, when you would draw a soil test, you would require with that soil test an organic matter test. And then from that data, that would allow the end result would give the lab would provide for you the fact that you need to apply more nitrogen to eat up that organic matter. So work with a professional that knows how to collect soil samples and also knows how to read them to provide you the information to be successful. And we wish you only the very best. Well, folks, that'll wrap it up for this week's edition of Garden Talk. Don't forget, during the week, you can reach me at area code 937-835-3381 and also check out my company website at www.weberlandscaping.com. And remember the very words that I spoke nearly 25 years ago on a fine March day. Gardening, my friends, is a great quest in life. It's a wonderful way to enjoy the blessed earth in which we live. Please, my friends, get out there and do some gardening. But be sure the gardening that you always do is happy gardening on News 95.7 WHIO.